Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone about 7:34 this evening. This is the Senha program. In this program, we will outline and we will discuss which products, according to Senha, it is approved. Let's welcome Maulana Bilal on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself and to all the listeners. We hope everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, we hope the same for yourself, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very good.
Alhamdulillah. Good to be speaking on the program again.
Alhamdulillah. I had a flu last week, but alhamdulillah, good to be back this week.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Maulana, if you can start off. Okay, before we start off with the one or two queries that have come through already, we do inform our listeners that the program is running. You can call us directly, 011-854-1548, or the WhatsApp line is running as well. You can send the WhatsApp messages through, and inshallah, we will be asking those your queries to Maulana Bilal, and Maulana will then be answering them. Maulana, I do understand that Sena will be hosting their AGM very soon.
Jay, inshallah, in the first weekend of the new month, the Sena AGM will be happening at in Cape Town. So what happens is that we host the AGM between the different major cities in South Africa, that is in Johannesburg, Cape Town, as well as in Durban, on a rotational basis. Once every 3 years, one of the major cities get to host the AGM. Alhamdulillah, this is the opportunity where we outline all of the activities that has happened at the different departments of Sena. We also present a audited financial report as part of one of the founding principles that we are a transparent and accountable and a credible halal body. And anyone who wants to know what the finances of Sena is most welcome to attend the AGM. They will get a physical copy thereof. Or if not, shortly after the AGM, it is also posted on our website.
Okay, so that is Sena's AGM will be taking place very soon. It's Saturday, the 2nd of November, 2019, at 10 o'clock in the morning. The venue is the Taranka Road Masjid Hall in Crawford, in Cape Town. Those that are available should try and attend. This will be very beneficial for them. Well, somebody asking now, let's go to the question to have that has come through. They're asking a very general question. Can Maulana please comment on all lollipops?
Well, the thing is that lollipops nowadays are basically manufactured mostly from different types of sugars as well as glycerin. And all of them are going to contain some form or another of coloring and flavoring. And these two ingredients are the most critical in terms of lollipop product. The flavoring as well as the coloring could comprise of non-halal raw materials. And therefore, we can't give a general rule. All lollipops are halal or all lollipops are not halal. Where we have certified lollipop products, then obviously we can give a guarantee products such as products manufactured by Aldo, the Tenpo product, as well as the Ugeta range. These are certified halal by Sena. Other products, we will have to investigate on a case-by-case basis. But there's no one for all lollipops.
Jamal, before we take any comments on that, let's go to the lines. There's a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to find out about the Taurus gummies, please.
These gummies are not certified by Sanha. As such, currently, unfortunately, we are not able to give any assurance.
Okay, no assurance on that product. No, you were saying about the back to the lollipops question. Ma said there's some makes that are Sena approved. You said Tenpop, you said Yogurta, and I think you said one more.
Those two are actually a brand of a company called Aldo.
Aldo, okay.
So those lollipop products are certified halal by Sena. There are some other brands as well which we've investigated. So there we'd like the consumer to please specify, and then we can advise them.
Okay, Ma, the Stumbo, what about the Stumbo?
Unfortunately, no information on that product.
No information on Stumbo lollipops.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody's asking that about a certain ingredient. I think it's called PHD. Is it mashbuh?
I know. This is a halal ingredient, not mashbuh.
Okay. All right, Ma. Another one is about jungle oats, crunch a lot. So we've got a picture of it here. It's chocolate-flavored oat crispies. I think you get strawberry, chocolate, honey. Those are the few flavors I can see here.
Yes, they are halal suitable. No problem with that.
Okay, let's try and take a look at this one here. We're just waiting for the But what about chocolate chalice? It comes in different flavors. I don't know. It doesn't exactly say pecked. It's written at the bottom, pecked and chalice. Not exactly too sure who's it made by. But it's just written in big. It's a packet here. Chocolate chalice. Cherry flavor, lemon flavor, orange flavor.
No idea who the manufacturer is or what particular brand this product is.
Okay, they have a famous one, Skittles.
Skittles are halal suitable. Products which we find in the South African market are not, do not contain carmine or even 20. In fact, they are dye. Carmine are halal suitable. But just to be 100% sure, please do check them.
Okay, Ma, somebody asking about clover yogurt. Is clover yogurt halal?
Yes, clover yogurt are halal suitable.
Okay, Ma, now there's something here, Kellerbout, finest Belgian chocolate. You know anything about that?
Yes, yeah, we have checked some of their products, but we would like the consumer to be more specific, to give us details of the exact product, and then inshallah we can advise further.
The Belgian chocolate?
The company only does Belgian chocolate, so
Okay. All right, I think there's another call on the line. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
Jay, what's your question?
I just wanted to know, is Zup Pop lollipops halal?
If I didn't get the brand name?
Zup Pop lollipops.
Zup Pop.
Okay, we don't have details on that lollipop at the moment, so we'll need to investigate it further. Please do forward the details to our offices.
The caller, do you know who's the Zup Pop made by?
No.
Okay, just try and ask maybe your parents to help you. Just try and see on the packaging if you can find the name of the people that make it. And you can either call again now if there's still time, or then you can ask maybe your parents, one of your parents, to call the Sena offices tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, is mini bites halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable. That's by Amma Bom Bom, right?
Yes.
That is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah. Okay, Jazakallah for your call. Enjoy your sweets. It seems like it's quite a bit of sweets today. So somebody's sending this, I think it's also like a type of a gum, Chalidow. It looks like gums, Chalidow gums, watermelon soft candy.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee. It does contain gelatin. We're not sure if the gelatin is sourced from halal slaughtered cattle only or not. So our position is we would only give a guarantee if we can verify that the gelatin comes from halal slaughtered cattle. In this case, it's not possible to verify, so we advise caution.
Okay, I believe we have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
See your query.
Is M&M the halal?
M&M's, which we find in South Africa, they may be imported from France or from Poland or from Malaysia. The products which come from Malaysia are halal suitable. The products from Poland also halal suitable. Products from France contain E120 or carmine and are not halal.
Okay, you got it?
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
No problem.
Even two more.
Is Mike and Mike halal?
Mike and Ike sour beans are halal suitable, yes.
Okay,
Jazakallah for your call, right?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. The scholar that asked the questions now, the first product that they asked about, so you said the one made in M&M's, made in Malaysia and Poland is fine, if it's made in France it's a problem. Did I get that correct?
That's correct, yes. The ones made in France contain carmine E120, a non-halal color.
Okay, Ma, what about Marvelous Gummy Snakes?
Marvelous?
Yes,
mate. Any other information there?
It says here on top, Marvelous Gummy Snakes. They put another picture of the ingredients. I think it's made by Clix. It's got gelatin and in brackets, beef.
Yeah, this product is also not approved by Sana'a because of the unknown origin of the gelatin.
Yeah, I think it says they're made in China.
definitely a no-go. Rather avoid.
But it isn't made in China. Okay, Mala, another product, I think this is tablets for pregnant women. I think they something called Preggy Select. You heard of that?
The product we are querying at the moment. So once the investigation is completed, then you shall know the status, inshallah.
Okay, what about Maximo Advanced Capsules? Is that halal suitable?
The product also under query at the moment. We'll know, inshallah, once we've done the investigation.
Okay, so we'll have to wait for that. Let's see. Somebody asking here that orange grove milk, there's no halal tag on it.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it is halal suitable. As for most products in South Africa, generally we haven't found problems with them as long as it's just plain milk, not a fortified type of milk or flavored milk product. It's just plain milk, no problem.
Okay, that's good. What about this product here? Vertica, Strength and Shine. I think it's a shampoo, black seed, I think, something written here.
Yeah, that product may be used.
Okay, that product is also fine. Somebody asking about clover dairy cheeses.
The clover cheeses are halal suitable, besides the clover berg or berg cheese, which contains gelatin that we don't approve of. And they have some imported sliced products as well, that's also not approved. Besides those, the other cheese products are halal suitable.
Okay, what about Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolates Crunchy?
Crunchy is halal suitable.
Okay, somebody asking about Simba Crisps, the meat flavors.
All the Simba Crisps products are halal. In fact, it's certified halal by Sana.
Okay, now I'm trying to make out this one. This one's also got a picture. It's made by Clicks. It's written here. I'm not too sure the word on top, but it's okay. And it's prawn flavored snack.
Unfortunately, we're not sure who manufactured this product. For Clicks, it's not certified as well. Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee.
Come on, what about this product here? Threshold Real MSM.
That is halal suitable.
Okay. Okay, Mala, I know you did just answer that, but somebody's sending in a question now. The question is about clover semi-hard cheese.
Gee, that is halal suitable.
Okay, and I think there's different flavors here, like gouda and sweet milk. They're all fine, am I right?
Yes, as I mentioned, the only problem is with the berg or bird cheese and the imported cheese slice product. Other than that, the other cheese variants are allowed.
Okay, what about Galaxy chocolates?
They are allowed suitable.
Okay, that's allowed suitable. Let's wait for this one here to open. Okay, Ma, somebody asking about Stimerol wild cherry flavored sugar-free gum.
That is halal suitable as well.
Okay, the wild cherry is fine, right?
Yeah.
So which one is not okay, Mala?
In the Stimerol range, the Waves is a variant called Waves that does contain gelatin. That's not approved by Sana.
Okay.
And we have another variant called the F Fresh Watermelon. That also contains carmine and is not approved by Sana.
Okay, somebody, there's a question that has come through. They're asking which vitamin D3 is halal.
There's a product called Solel vitamin D3 tablets. Another brand also, Solga vitamin D3. Caltrate D, the tablets and not the chewable, that's also halal suitable. You would find the VitaForce tablets as well as Betaway. Those are certified halal by Sana also.
Okay, so there's at least about 4 or 5 of them, I suppose.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's much more. I just can't recall all of this.
Okay. All right, now let's see this product here. Okay, can't really make out. I think they're actually showing us. There's a logo on the product. We can't really make out the name of the product, so they're going to have to send that one again. It looks to me like I just got a feeling this is one of the, you know, the sports drinks, but I think they may be just going to have to send the picture again because I can't exactly see the name of the product on there. Well, what about Tasty Treats Bites, cheddar-flavored snack bite?
That is halal suitable.
By Tasty Treats, okay. What about somebody asking about Goldie Chicken?
Goldie Chicken are halal. You might not see the Sena Halal logo on the product itself, but our audit will do visit the facility. It is also monitored and supervised by us, although it is certified by another halal body. But it is halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Somebody asking about... Please, can you tell me about Kingsley cold drink? Is it halal?
Unfortunately, no information on their cold drink product.
No information on Kingsley, right?
No information, unfortunately.
Okay. My message coming through asking if Molana could please repeat the names of the... What was the vitamin D3 tablets? Could you just say those names again, the few that you could recall?
Sure. The first name was Solel. And the second one was Soga.
The first one you said, Molana, is?
Solel.
Solel, okay.
Soga.
Soda.
Soga.
Okay, okay.
Right. Then we have Betaway.
Yeah, okay.
Vitaforce.
Mm-hmm.
And the Caltrate D tablets, but not the chewable one.
Oh, okay. All right, that should be sufficient. JazakAllah for that, Ma.
Amen.
All right, let's go through this question here. Lindt Excellence, 85% cocoa, rich dark.
That is halal suitable.
Okay. Yeah, the famous one. Toros Fruity Sweet Dragons.
Unfortunately, no information at the moment. It's not certified by us, so we can't give any guarantee.
Okay, somebody now asked me about orange grove yogurts.
The yogurts contain gelatin of unknown origin, and therefore we advise caution.
Okay, I don't know if this is one of the products that you were just talking about, Molana. That's Ritania Solal, healthy aging specialist prescribed by doctors of Super Mega B. Any idea of this product? It's 60 capsules.
The veggie caps are halal suitable. So just ensure that the product states clearly that it is a veggie cap.
Okay. All right, seems like quite a bit of people asking about chocolates, and then quite surprising, milk. Freshland Estate Milkman's Choice, full cream milk.
Halal suitable.
Okay. Somebody asking which Woolworths yogurts are halal.
Most of them are halal suitable. Some do contain gelatin and state gelatin clearly in the ingredients. These are generally the low-fat, low-fat flavored smooth bread. Right. So, but if you're not sure, just check the ingredients.
Okay. Now, what about Stafford's lemon curd?
That product is halal.
Okay, that one is fine. What about this one? Okay, if there is, I said, Molana, in a certain days, I think they just focus on one or two products. Like today, I see it's quite a bit about sweets and that. Okay, before we go there, in my name indicating that there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just wanted to know the vital human team nutritional support for young women. Is it halal?
Is that product in a capsule form?
Yeah, in a capsule form.
Okay, so the capsule shell is manufactured from gelatin, unfortunately derived from cattle not necessarily slaughtered in the correct manner, and therefore we advise caution and abstinence from this product.
Okay, and then another thing is pecan chocolate, the red velvet, eventually.
That is halal suitable?
Let's have
that
in
Walaikum Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for that call. Okay, Mona, like I said, I think in a certain days, there is sometimes it's just chocolate, sometimes it's yogurt, sometimes it's cheese. But it seems quite a bit of the questions happens to be about sweets and that kind of stuff. So somebody asking about fizzer, pecan fizzer, strawberry flavored fun pack.
That is halal suitable.
Okay. Chocolate coated malts.
Particular brand?
No idea. They took a picture of the back so we can't see the front. And just seeing it's written in chocolate coated malts, doesn't say who's it. No, it's just produced in South Africa, but it doesn't say specially packed for pick and pay, but it doesn't, no.
Okay, in this case, what we'll need to do is we'll contact Pick and Pay.
Okay, Ma, it is made by Pick and Pay. Here's another picture of it, chocolate coated malts made by Pick and Pay.
All right, so what we'll do in this case is contact Pick and Pay, find out from them if they can perhaps give us details of the manufacturer so we can then evaluate the product status. But at the moment, we're not sure.
Okay, another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Salaam.
Jay, you can go ahead, your question.
Is five-star chocolate halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
And is mini bites made by my bomb bomb halal?
Also halal suitable.
Okay, jazakum for. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Similar to that, I'm saying today it's all about sweets and chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it making you hungry more?
And I don't have much of a sweet tooth, so...
Okay. All right, because I got another one, Molana. Beacon Heavenly Turkish Delight.
That is halal suitable.
Okay, now somebody had a lot of time. I think they put almost every toothpaste that you probably find up here. So they're asking about all these ranges of toothpaste, Molana. Maybe you could just go through them very quickly. Aquafresh.
Halal suitable.
Close-up.
Halal suitable.
Sensodyne.
Halal suitable.
Mentorin P.
Also halal suitable.
Miss Wark.
Halal suitable as well.
And White Glow.
Also halal suitable.
Okay, that's good. They've got here Meister Club beef sausages.
What we do is we evaluate these products on a case-by-case basis.
Mm.
That's actually a spice product, not a sausage product, right?
Okay.
So beef sausage spice.
Yeah.
So what we'd like the consumer to do is perhaps provide us with the code of the product. From there, inshallah, we will check our records and be able to advise on whether the product is halal suitable or not. Many of their products are certified or halal suitable, but just to be 100% sure, the consumer can please provide the code.
Okay. What about Take 5 juices?
They are halal suitable.
Okay, then there's a company, I think the name of the company is Snack It. They make something called dried mango.
And that is also halal suitable.
Okay, that's fine, that's good. Just waiting for this one to open. Taking a bit of a while. Okay, Ma, what about Chili Bite? Chili Bites is firmly of spice. This is not really clear, yeah? You heard of something called Chili Bite Seas?
No, unfortunately, I have not.
Okay, so I think the person that sent this picture, you're going to have to... I think you're going to have to send a much clearer picture because we definitely can't make out what is written on... We can't make out barely anything that is written on here. It just looks like something like Chili Bite.
No,
somebody asking about Parmalat yogurts.
Parmalat yogurts are not approved by SAMA. Again, they contain gelatin from non-halal slaughtered cattle. And we advise that consumers refrain from purchasing or consuming those products.
Okay. Let's go through this one here. Let's see it here. Ma, what about Sheridan's gelatin, clear and unflavored?
Not also approved by SANA. It comes from non-halal slaughtered cattle. We advise abstinence.
Okay, what about sweets on watermelon slices?
Those ones are certified by HMC, Halal Monitoring Committee in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reputable halal organization. The gelatin found in the products is from halal sources only. So no problem, the products may be consumed.
Okay, Ma, I think just we're going to have to leave it as a final question. Mentos comes.
At the moment, we don't have much information on them, except that few of the variants contain gelatin. We are investigating the other variants as we speak. But for the moment, please refrain from all of them until we have clarity.
Okay. I think we're going to have to leave it there for today. It's time up already. Jazakallah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity. If there was any question left unanswered, or if you have any other query, if you would like to get in touch with us, your suggestions or your criticism, then please do. Our halal helpline number is 0861-786-111. You can email us, helpline@sena.org.za, or find us on Twitter, Facebook, as well as on Instagram. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khair to Malana, jazakallah to the listeners as well as the callers. Through those calls, we are all learning and we can all better ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this program a means of benefit for each and every one of us. With that, we terminate the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.